Monte Carlo simulations of evolving rotational distributions of low-mass stars in young open clusters. Testing the influence of initial conditions, by Maria Jacqueline Vasconcelos et al. The rotational evolution of a young stellar population can give informations about the rotation pattern of more evolved clusters. Combined with rotational period values of thousands of young stars and theoretical propositions about the redistribution and loss of stellar angular momentum, it allows us to trace the rotational history of stars according to their mass. We want to investigate how internal and environmental changes on single stars can change the rotational evolution of a young stellar population. We run Monte Carlo simulations of a young cluster composed by solar mass stars of 0.5, 0.8 and 1.0m_Ordo from 1 to 550 megayears, taking into account observational and theoretical parameters. In order to compare our results with the observations, we run Kolmogorov-Smirnov tests. Our standard model is able to reproduce some clusters younger than HPER and marginally M37, which is 550 megayears old. Varying the disk fraction or the initial period distribution did not improve the results. However, when we run a model with a finer mass grid, the Pleiades can be also reproduced. Changing the initial mass distribution to be similar to the empirical ONC mass function also gives good results. Modeling the evolution of a young synthetic cluster from pre-main sequence to early main sequence considering physical mechanisms of extraction and exchange of angular momentum cannot be achieved successfully for all clusters for which we have enough rotational data. Clusters of about the same age present different rotational behaviors due perhaps to differences in their initial conditions. This was Monte Carlo simulations of evolving rotational distributions of low-mass stars in young open clusters. Testing the influence of initial conditions, by Maria Jacqueline Vasconcelos et al.